Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Suspicious device temporarily closes YDOT facility in Weston County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Wyoming Department of Transportation facility in Weston County was temporarily shut down after an employee unknowingly brought in what appeared to be an explosive device. According to YDOT, the employee discovered the suspicious object at a remote location and mistakenly transported it to the Newcastle facility. Upon realizing the potential danger, the site supervisor quickly evacuated the building and notified local authorities. Law enforcement from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, Weston County Sheriff's Office, and Newcastle Police Department responded, later calling in the Campbell County Bomb Squad for assistance. The squad safely rendered the device harmless and disposed of it properly. During the response, U.S. Highway 16 near the facility was closed to traffic but was reopened along with the YDOT offices. The Weston County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation. YDOT thanked the public for their patience and reminded everyone, if you encounter something suspicious, don't touch or move it. Call law enforcement immediately. Wyoming Supreme Court keeps school choice scholarship program on hold. The Wyoming Supreme Court on Tuesday denied the state's request to let a new school choice scholarship program move forward, keeping the Steamboat Legacy Scholarship Act on hold while constitutional questions are reviewed. According to Cowboy State Daily, Chief Justice Lynn Bumgarten issued the order rejecting the state's attempt to overturn District Court Judge Peter Frohlicher's earlier ruling that blocked the program. Frohlicher concluded in July that the law likely violates the Wyoming Constitution's guarantee of an equitable public education and its ban on using state money for private schools not under state control. The act, scheduled to begin July 1st, would have provided up to $7,000 per student for families to use private or homeschool education, with nearly 4,000 families approved before it was halted. Attorney General Keith Couts argued that the injunction harms students and families, while the Wyoming Education Association countered that the law undermines Wyoming's 135-year commitment to public education. Though the Supreme Court refused to lift the block, the state's full appeal remains pending, meaning the ultimate fate of the scholarship program is still undecided. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.